The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. Welcome to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, helping you celebrate Celtic culture through music. My name is Mark Gunn. I am a musician and podcaster, and this show is dedicated to the independent Celtic musicians. I want to ask you to support these artists, share the show with your friends, and find more episodes at CelticMusicPodcast.com. You can also support this podcast over on Patreon. Welcome. I hope you are doing great. I'm a bit on the tired side. I was at Dragon Con all weekend. I met a lot of listeners to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, probably made a few more. And I want to thank you. If you are new to the podcast, I hope you will enjoy the music that we're going to play for you today. We kicked off the show with Fluke from their new album, Ancora. That was the Bunting Fund and Ocean Child. Next up is my band, the Brobdingnagian Bards. We have a brand new album that is coming out soon. It's called I Will Not Sing Along. And this is a set of tunes called Road to Lisdoon Varna, Swallowtail, and Morrison's Jig.
Won't allow to take. Cook and Aldi,
After the Brobdingnagian Bards was Child's Play with Akukanandi and Chris Childs from their album The Bloom of Youth. Then came the Flying Toads from their album In Stitches, that was The Exiles. And finally, a brand new track from Rising Gale, that was Foggy Dew from their brand new EP, I think it's an EP, Roots. I want your feedback. What are you doing today while listening to the podcast? You can send a written comment along with a picture of what you're doing while listening. Email a voicemail message to CelticPodcast@gmail.com. Dennis Connock emailed, welcoming you to Atlanta, a great place to live. I moved from D.C. to Decatur, Georgia in 92 to be around the 1996 Atlantic Olympics. Never moved back. Three random Celtic items. WRFG FM 89.3 has a long-running Celtic music show broadcasting every Sunday, 5 to 7 p.m. Number two, the Marley House in Decatur, Georgia is our best local Irish pub. The pub used to have a weekly Irish music session, but I think it has gone dormant. One of the best pubs to get a pint, watch rugby and football, and get some trad food. Good place for St. Patrick's Day with live music. Bonus is that the Marley has its own fish and chips food truck that goes to outdoor festivals. Number three, Mac McGee in Decatur Square is another good Irish pub with a large section of Irish whiskey. The pub occasionally has Irish music. Decatur itself has some of the best restaurants and bars in Atlanta. I particularly recommend the Brick Store Pub, best beer selection in the U.S., and Chaipani, great Indian cuisine, wishing you a smooth relocation. Wow, thank you, Dennis, for all the great feedback. A couple thoughts. Apparently, the Marley House is still doing Tuesday night sessions. I'm going to try to hit there some later on this month, see if I can drop in to the Marley House and just to listen. If I make it happen, I will try to give a heads up over on the Celtic Music Magazine and right here. So perhaps we can have a meetup of some sort. I'd love to meet you and other folks here in Atlanta. I have been to the Brick Store Pub. It was fantastic. I'm looking forward to trying their food when it gets cold too, because there's a lot of heavy food there, but they did have a great beer selection. And one other question that I have for you, Dennis, is, can you name me some Celtic bands in Atlanta? I got to say, I am a little disappointed that I cannot find many Celtic bands. I don't know if they're just, if Google is just useless these days or what, but there's like no listings anywhere that I can find of Celtic bands in Atlanta. So I would love your help with that if you're willing to. Drop me a line, CelticPodcast@gmail.com. Sam Vermeulen emailed on Facebook, just discovered this show on Spotify. I'm on the third episode nonstop. Thanks for doing this. You bet, Sam. And finally, Nancy Klein emailed a photo. Dear Mark, I'm an American woman who loves your show. I listen to it in Spain, where I live now. We used to live in Ireland, where I really enjoyed listening to music there. So your show brings Ireland back to me. Here are three photos of the Dingle Peninsula in Ireland, where you will be going on your upcoming trip with fellow Celtic music lovers, with appreciation for all that you do. Thank you so much, Nancy. I really appreciate the photo. I'm going to see if I got all those photos. I know I have at least one, but if I can post them all in the show notes, I will. And this is all at the show notes of show number 426 of the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. Let's get back to the music. You can tell I'm really hoarse from the weekend. I did a lot of singing. Next up is Larry Mallett and Matt Lewis from their album A Stroll in the Park. This is Cloverleaf, Look Right, and The Rolling Jig. Thank you.
Irish account he voided. Tá malin a mealtin a malaquilnintha, sis binnig a keen on smola. Rhyme with it, she feared it, she did it, did it. Tudu she is gone viole. Gyargan in a gear fosa. The Yarachustas, the Yarachustas, the Yarachustas and Nora, the Yarachustas on Lundin thought. Sananid a fatko kora. Cather good fanny a foga. To do munish the she and bang and chash yes. Can all she this road. Thought to get in the carthas and Abriana. Says Gargan in a gear fosa. The Yarachustas, the Yarachustas, the Yarachustas, and Nora, the Yarachustas on Lundin Thought, Sananid a Fat Kokora. The Yarachustas, the Yarachustas and Nora, the Yarachustas on Lundin Thought, Sananir Fat Kokora.
kalıntan kere mo ile duran kartım ahlan no kere mo ile duran hey o el gain marai new pakal ves mo krai kat yusi kere mo ile
After Mallet and Lewis was Myrin Nick Olev from her album Foxglove and Fuchsia, that was Myrischen des Agus Nora. Then came Echo Lake with a single called Call of the Highlands. And finally Dive from their album The Hebridean Sessions, that was Gure Mohil Dudon, Celtic Podcast News. Every year I take a small group of Celtic music fans on the relaxing adventure of a lifetime. We don't see everything, instead we stay in one area. We get to know the region through its culture, history, and legends. You can join us with an auditory and visual adventure through podcasts and videos with Celtic Invasion Vacations. I am getting ready to create the itinerary for the 2020 invasion of Celtic origins. Basically, we're going to be going to the Veneto in Italy. We will see Venice and other places. I know where we are staying. I just need to figure out how many people are going to be joining me. So go over to the mailing list if you're not already signed up at CelticInvasion.com. And if you want to join me, we're going to have a lot of fun in Italy. Come join us. Head on over to CelticInvasion.com. I want to thank the patrons of this podcast. There are so many ways to support the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. You can make a donation via our virtual tip jar or PayPal. You can buy a bumper sticker, pint glass, or t-shirt, but the best way of all is to become a patron of the podcast. You can make a pledge of $1 or more per episode and cap how much you want to spend each month. Your generosity funds the creation, promotion, and production of the show. It allows us to attract new listeners and to help our community grow. You also get episodes before regular listeners. And when we hit a milestone, you get an extra long episode. We are $45 away from a 2-hour instrumental special, along with sending every patron a free 2019 sticker. So you can become a generous patron of the podcast at patreon.com/Celtic Podcast. And I do want to send out a big thanks to our new patrons, Chris C., Dwayne B., Kathy H., Kevin L., Trevor, and Murray F. Thank you all so much for becoming patrons of this show. You are absolutely amazing. I really appreciate it. Next up is A Campo Traviesa from their album Dreaming with the Rain. This is the Eagle's Whistle and La Culebra. We'll be right back.
You were pocketing rocks and washed up sea clouds. Said you were taking them back to Maryland, back home to your dad. A Connemara ring on your hand. Brown Tennessee boots and a Wicklow sign. I was thinking that the coast never seems to change. Walking the beach to the sound of the trains, the sea and the rain. The times are left from Dublin Bay. Yet I never found a place where I could stay. But Dublin meets Wicklow's always home to me. I could live out here with you in Tennessee. The Dada to the Doggle, the Delgany. From the rivers and the mountains down to the sea. The quiet workhouse, cemetery, between the wrapped down barricades. By the main road, the old village lay scattered around. Not even sure why they call my home a town. Live out here with you in Tennessee.
happy, will you love me either way?
You've got something to say, but I'm not listening. Words don't matter to me. These lips need kissing. Sing me a song, and I'll come running. Carry me along. It's what we're living for.
Come on, boy, there's no need for begging. Can't you see I'm with the girls tonight? Play on the jukebox, pick me up and make me feel alright. Got a little fiddle with some in the middle, playing tunes till the end of the day. Sure I'm drunk, but I'm smiling, laughing. Will you love me either way?
You've got something to say, but I'm not listening. Words don't matter to me. These lips need kissing. Sing me a song, and I'll come running. Carry me along. It's what we're living for.
After A Campo Traviesa was Dylan Wash with Where Dublin Meets County Wicklow featuring James Fernley from his album All Manner of Ways. Then came Crepuscule with Hap and Row. That was a track called Itchy Fingers. And finally, Greenwich Mean Time from their album Proof. That was Last Call. I hope you enjoyed this week's show, and if you did, please share the show with a friend. The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast is dedicated to growing our Celtic community and helping the incredible artists who so generously share their music. If you find music you love, buy their albums, shirts, and songbooks, follow them on Spotify, see their shows, and drop them an email to let them know you heard them on the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. Remember also to subscribe to the Celtic Music Magazine. Every week, I'll send you a few cool bits of Celtic music news. It's a quick and easy way to plug yourself into more great Celtic culture. Plus, you'll get 34 Celtic MP3s for free just for signing up. And finally, I want to remind you to vote in the Celtic Top 20. In every episode, you can vote for your favorite songs and artists, as many as you want. Just list the show number and as many bands as you want in the episode. Your vote helps me create next year's best Celtic music of 2019. I made it very simple. I list all the bands at the top of the show. You just copy, delete what you don't want, paste it into the form, and voila, you are done. It makes it nice and easy way to vote for your favorites. All right, I hope you enjoyed this show, and I will be back next week with hopefully a voice and more music. We're going to finish up with Lilt. This is from their brand new album, X. It is Bill the Weaver, Port Shangava, and Tam in Arrears. I'll talk to you later. Sláinte. Thank you. The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast is produced by Mark Gundy, Celt Father. To subscribe, go to Apple Podcasts or to our website, where you can become a patron of the podcast for as little as $1 per episode. Promote Celtic culture through music at CelticMusicPodcast.com.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.